You have to keep energizing your faith with the Word of God. You can't live on last year's Word and have strong faith.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
What does the Bible say about being healed from sickness and disease? Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, join Gloria Copeland for Healing School, a place to receive your healing as she shares God's promises from the Word.
So let's read the 91st Psalm. He that dwelleth in the secret place shall abide under the shadow of the Most High, or lodge under the shadow of the Most High. We're not going out and coming in. We're not, you know, living for the world one day and repenting and doing that. If you're doing that, well, certainly repent till you get it straight. But that's not really the best plan. The best plan is to get under that shadow and abide. To abide is to obey. You begin to obey what God says to you. Whatever He says, you do it. And if you spend time in the Scripture, and if you see something there that said that's different from what you're doing, and you realize I'm not obeying God in that, what do? You change. That's abiding. Abiding is obeying, and that's who this psalm's written to. He that dwells under the shadow, he that dwelleth in the secret place. So it's a place you just can't get into. Just not anybody can walk in there. Anybody can believe in there. Anybody can go in there, but you're not going to fall into it. You're going to do it as you abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And here's what that person says and does. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. He is my fortress. He is my God. In Him will I trust. So this place under the shadow is not an automatic place. It doesn't come just because you're born again. It manifests, your protection manifests because you abide and you do what the Lord says. That's why it's so important to stay in the Word and to be correctable. Let the Word change you. I mean, you should be as quick to change situations in your life that you realize aren't pleasing to God at home with the Scripture as you are in a service. That's why we stay in the Word every day, because we want to keep things straight. Amen? And so when we're corrected, what do? We change. Whether we want to, whether we don't, whether it's easy, whether it's hard, and that's the way to stay in the safe place. To stay in this abiding place. And in that abiding place is health and blessing and all things good. I will say of the Lord. So this person has to talk. He has to say something. He has to take the Lord. How did you get born again? You said, I make Jesus the Lord of my life, or something to that effect. You had to give God that place in your life. You said it and you exercised your faith. And when you did, Jesus came into your life and you were born again. Well, the same thing works in prosperity. It works in protection. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. So we take God as our refuge and we have faith in Him for that. We believe for that. That's how you abide. Anybody can do it. You do what you're told. You have faith. You make Jesus the Lord of your life. You have faith. You follow Him. You do what you're told. In Him will I trust. In Him will I believe. In Him will I have confidence. That's how you abide. Surely, and then here's what happens when you do that. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. Surely, when you abide, when you say, you're saying the right things. You say the Lord protects you. You say you're trusting in the Lord. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler. And who's that? The devil. From the snare of the devil. He's the one that goes around and fouls things up. He's the fowler. And from the pestilence, the noisome pestilence, the bad pestilence, sickness and disease. Right here, you can see deliverance from every situation that this modern world, every danger that even this modern world still has. The noisome pestilence would be deliverance from biological warfare, from somebody letting off things in this country that would cause sickness, disease, plagues. In that refuge, you'd be protected from bombs. You'd be protected. You know, we hear testimonies of people from World War II in England and how they were protected from the bombings and from all the wars. You'd have testimonies like that. And from everyday life, you have testimonies like it. You and I, we're abiding in the secret place. We're safe. It's a place of refuge. We're in a refuge of the presence of God. I like to say we're in a bubble. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are in a bubble of protection. And that means from sickness, from disease, from any other kind of harm, bombs, terrorist attacks, whatever could come up. You can't find anything, and the devil can't invent anything that's not covered in the 91st Psalm. God saw to that. Surely, when I abide, when I say, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the noisome pestilence, that sickness, disease, every kind of plague. He shall cover thee with his feathers, with his wings, in other words. He'll cover you. Those that trust in him will be covered, protected, hovered over. I know when I was a younger mother and my son John was a teenager, and he was a wild teenager, and he liked to go fast, and he'd turn things over, and he'd have wrecks and all that. Well, I was believing for him. Of course, Ken and I were believing for him. And I just was so thankful to the Lord for the 91st Psalm. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler, and you'll not be afraid of the terror of the night. Hallelujah. That this protects you, this refuge, this trust, this being delivered from the snare of the fowler protects us from sickness, disease, car wrecks, disasters. You name it. I understand there's a new disaster movie coming out. I don't know what it is, and I don't plan to watch it, but it would just protect you from whatever's in there. Whatever the devil can come up with, that this refuge gives you protection. Hallelujah. We're in a bubble. We're protected. Glory to God. We're protected from plagues and disease. If we walk, now all of this, and you'll see it in here, it's trusting. I mean, if you walk by faith, on the 91st Psalm, you can be delivered from everything that's in there. But if you just read it and you don't take it, when you take the word, you put it in your eyes and your ears, it gets in your heart, and you say it. You say, I live in the refuge. You say, Jesus bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases. Then that's what takes place in your life. You believe it and you say so. That's your authority. That's your decision. Hallelujah. Okay, so at any rate, John turned out to be a fine man. And he lived through every wreck. Glory to God. He turned things over. And, but he liked to go fast and whatever. But he survived. His mother and daddy believed God. And he's a fine man. In fact, he's over the business area of the ministry and has been for many, many years. Great father himself. He shall cover thee with his feathers or his wings. Under his wings shall you trust. That's faith. So this abiding, this great place of deliverance from sickness, disease, and every curse is brought about by your believing. I receive that. I receive my healing today. I believe that Jesus bore my healing. My sickness and my diseases. I believe that I'm safe in every situation. So faith, it depends on your faith, but faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust, or flee for refuge, one translation says. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Okay, so His Word is a shield to us. Glory to God. His Word is a shield and buckler, armor. Armor is, that's the word for armor. And armor makes encircles you. A shield, they say, was three-sided. But armor comes from, have you ever heard of an armadillo? That shell on them, that round thing, that's how that word for armor means encircled, covered. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. We're covered. We're covered from, we're protected from epidemic diseases or any kind of disease, anything that's under the curse, we've been redeemed from it. Glory. And you know, the Bible says every sickness and every disease is under the curse. That's in Deuteronomy 28. So because of that, we have verse 5. Thou shalt not be afraid. Now, if you're afraid, your armor's got holes in it because you're not believing it. If you're afraid, your bubble's got some cracks in it because you've got to have faith to live here in this place. But it does say that sickness and disease and all those things are under it, pestilence in verse 6. So we should believe for divine health all the time. And we should not be expecting sickness and disease. And if you have sickness and disease, we'll show you from the Word today that it's not God's will for you if you're a believer. If you believe in the Lord. Now, if you're not a believer, God's will for you is to be a believer. How do you do that? Well, you give Jesus your heart. You make Him the Lord of your life. And it's got a lot of perks. Prosperity, blessing. The whole blessing includes everything. Prosperity, healing, well-being. Everything you can find. Everything good you can find under the blessing in Deuteronomy. So it's got perks, glory to God, and you just need to take the plunge. I mean, wouldn't it? How many of you can testify that you would just simply despise to go back to that old life you had before you made Jesus the Lord of your life? Glory to God. Now, if you're here and you've never done that, where would you ever find this many people that would lie for nothing? They're telling you the truth. It is the difference between daylight and dark. Living in God and living out here in the world under the thumb of the devil, it's the pits out there. Don't go there. Okay. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror of the night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence, disease, contagious epidemic diseases that walk in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. That could be, and then it goes on to say, 1,000 shall fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. We have people in the audience today who were in the thick of 9/11. And they didn't get touched. I have testimony right here in this book of one man who ran through that muck and cloud, and nothing touched him. He didn't. When he got home, he said that he had a white shirt on that morning. And when he got, and he ran out of his office through all that cloud that we saw on television. And when he got home, he said his shirt did not have anything on it. And you've seen pictures of all that soot or whatever it was coming all over that area. And his shirt was just as bright and clean as when he left his office. And he ran home. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, the 91st Psalm works. We just have to cooperate with it by being obedient, by believing it, by expecting it, by not tolerating fear in our lives. So it says, thou shalt not be afraid. That's one of the things you have to get over if you want to live in divine protection and divine health. If you're afraid of sickness and disease, you're pulling it to you. But if you believe what the Bible says, that He Himself bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases, and by His stripes we were healed, then you can go free. Hallelujah. It's what you believe that takes place in your life. How do we become believers? Just like we're doing today. We've already made Jesus the Lord of our lives, and now we to further our believing and our faith, we go to the Word of God and we just take it literally. Amen. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So we can all be faith giants if we want to. And I want to. And Ken and I have been walking by faith for a lot of years. You have to keep walking. You have to keep energizing your faith with the Word of God. You can't live on last year's word and have strong faith. That's why I believe we should spend some time in the Word every day. Because we need our faith every day. And we don't need to just go along, get all down, get in trouble, get sick, and then have to climb out of that. We need to stay up here. We need to stay above the fray, so to speak, in faith, in the Word. And you can do that with a continual dose of God's Word. You can keep your faith up high. Glory to God. And you can keep free. And then when a temptation comes, or when a symptom comes, I didn't say we didn't have symptoms, but I say when we do have that come, we say, no, you don't. I rebuke sickness. I rebuke disease. You have to learn to talk to things. Well, people might think I'm crazy. Well, they probably think you're crazy anyway. So you might as well be well and strong and prosperous and go for the whole load. Hallelujah. And who cares what people think? They might think you, they might talk like you're crazy, but when they get sick, guess who they call? They want you to pray for them. That's right. So we're not afraid. We don't have fear. We have to have faith to be in this safe place and in this healing place. We're not afraid of sickness and disease. We're not afraid of the terror of the night. We're not afraid of destructions or storms or terrorists in Jesus' name. Nor for the arrow, or you could say this could be a bullet, this could be a weapon, this would be for anybody that's anywhere this could happen to, but especially our men and the women in the military, they need to hang on to this. Nor for the arrow that flies by day. You, this is not a suggestion, this is a commandment. You shall not be afraid for the terror of the night, nor of the arrow that nor for the arrow that flies by day, or you could say the bullet, the mortar, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. So that says we're not to be afraid of disease. We're not to be afraid of epidemic, even epidemic disease. Some of the people listening today might be in a place where there's an epidemic of some kind. And there's certain epidemics here in this country, but we don't have to be concerned about it. What about the swine flu? I'm not afraid of the swine flu. Why not? Because of these scriptures. Why not? Because I believe in healing, and I'm not afraid that I'm going to have the swine flu. I'm going to tell you right now, I'll never have the swine flu. Glory to God. Ken told you last night, I think, that we took our flu shot back about when John was about 4 or 5 years old. We took a flu shot from the Word of God. And I think it was a Hong Kong flu, the Asian flu, some kind of flu epidemic. And Ken gathered us all together. We sat in that little living room and we took our flu shot from the Word of God. And we said, we're not having the flu in Jesus' name.
Come to these exciting meetings. A Behind the Mission Weekend with Stephen Kelly Swisher is June 25th and 26th in Lombard, Illinois, at the Weston Lombard Yorktown Center. The Copeland Family Meeting in Long Beach, California is July 8th through 10th, 2010. Come and meet the family, George and Terry Pearsons, Stephen Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons at the Long Beach Convention Center. This year, the Southwest Believers Convention is being called Homecoming 2010. August 2nd through 7th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th with Stephen Kelly Swisher at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. Be sure to come to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign November 11th through 13th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, go to kcm.org. If sickness attacks, it's not a time to fear, but it is a time to take action and stand for the wellness that Jesus provides and is ready to give you. We desire that you're able to stand in faith and see complete victory in every situation that rises against you. Healing and Wellness by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. This in-depth spiritual action plan is designed to help you respond scripturally for your total healing and wellness. This teaching also includes scriptures to stand on each day, interactive devotional questions to apply the teaching to your own life, a 10-day schedule for saturating your life with God's Word on healing, a special worship CD that focuses on God's heart for your wellness, and more. Also included is a bonus DVD specially selected to help you keep focused on God's Word. Renew your mind on God's diagnosis. Stand in faith and start your journey to a lifetime of healing and wellness. Order the Healing and Wellness Lifeline Kit available now for just $15. Start your journey to total healing and wellness with this 10-day spiritual action plan. For a product discount and 48-hour processing, order your Healing and Wellness Lifeline Kit online at kcm.org. Other ways to order include our toll-free number, 800-600-7395, or by writing to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. For this and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
As long as I'm here, I'm going to be sickness-free, I'm going to be curse-free, I'm going to be prosperous and blessed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Gloria, this is Sandra. She was ran over with a cleaning cart in 2005, had torn ligaments in her shoulders, had to have surgery on her feet, and was in therapy. When you prayed today, she feels now no pain. She can bend her knees. She can raise her feet. She has not been able to do that. She can bend and walk. She feels totally restored.
Hallelujah.
Did you say she was run over by
a cleaning cart at work and had to have surgery?
Cart. I've never heard that testimony before.
Thank you, Jesus, for my healing. It feels so good not to have constant pain. Thank you, Lord. I take it. Hallelujah.
One of the things you need to take home from this meeting is I have to take it with my faith. She said, I'm not taking it anymore. That's the same thing. Right. I'm not taking that anymore. I'm taking my healing, my prosperity, my money I need. I'm taking it with my faith. So if you get that, if you get that you're with to lose your faith, you have to take the answer based on the Word of God, you can change everything in your life.
I woke up at 4:00 this morning. I said, oh, it's a healing service today. I said, Lord, I started reading the scriptures. I started going through everything that Gloria talked about yesterday and going back to Mark. And Jesus said, by faith. Oh, I said, I've got that faith. I've got that faith the size of a mustard seed. I said, hallelujah, Lord. But I didn't know it was going to be as complete as it was. My whole right side is healed. That pain is gone. I used to tell the doctor that the only good thing was it's a toe on this foot that was left. When I go back to him, he's going to know I'm going to shout all over that office. I know that he's a healer because he said it in his word. And I am going to tell everybody, everywhere I go, all you got to do is ask him. Believe in your heart and receive it. And count it as though it is done. Even though the pain may still come, Satan may try to trick you, but you just keep walking by faith. And I've been a nurse for 19 years, and I've seen God. I've seen him heal people. I've seen miracles. So I know that he's a miracle-working God. Look what God did for me. He will do the same for you. Hallelujah.
Sandra is a good role model. Did you see her enthusiasm, her expectation? She got up that morning expecting to be healed. She came to receive Those are the kind of people that receive, like the woman with the issue of blood. She came to receive. She said, if I just touch his garment, I'll be healed. Now, you straighten up that attitude. If you've got an attitude that whines and talks about sickness and disease, and you get on the Word of God and you take your deliverance. I'm going to pray for you today, and I want you to come up out of that bed. Come up, stand up, get up, do what you couldn't do before in the name of Jesus. I'm praying for you in that name. We're going to release our faith right now. The Scripture says He bore your sickness and carried your diseases, and by His stripes you were healed. So you get ready and you act. Father, in the name of Jesus, we all come together right now around your Word. We believe we receive our healing. We take our healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Himself took sickness for us. And so we take our healing. Now you just say, I receive my healing in Jesus' name. Body, I command you to be healed. Mind, I command you to be healed. You think right. You get straightened out in the name of the Lord. Whatever it is, tumor, lump, speak to it and command it to go. Glory to God. Jesus is the healer. Be made whole in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, say, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. That's how we get saved. It's how we get healed. We receive Him as our healer. And we get saved by receiving Him as our Savior. Now, we have a free book and a brochure on how to study the Bible. If you made Jesus the Lord of your life today, this book is several books put together so that you can learn quickly the things that happen to you. Praise God. We want to send it to you. This is the free salvation package. Just let us know and we'll get it right to you. Hallelujah. To be born again means to have a future in Jesus. Find out what the Lord wants you to do in your life and do it. Big things, little things. Whatever He says to you in the written Word or in your heart, we obey Him. Hallelujah. Get your product offer, Healing and Wellness, your 10-day action plan. Anybody can do this and anybody can receive their healing. Hallelujah. At the first sign of sickness and disease, say, no, you don't, in Jesus' name. So get these things today and study and stand healed. Hallelujah. I'll see you again tomorrow. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. They have put together a free 5-book package to help you get started learning your Bible and understanding who you are in Christ Jesus. To request your free salvation package, go to our website at kcm.org or call or write to us today. Have faith in God, awaken your heart to Him, and live in the blessing every day.